Blog Talk Radio. Zach, I kind of brought in some world music for you. I wanted to broaden your horizons from just probably the rap that you poison your mind with all the time.
I know, I noticed that, but I was confused, you know, while it was playing. I'm trying to, you know, think of some rap lyrics to put with it. I'm sorry, so I'm still trying to keep the rap in the game. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we can do the only rap song that I know, Zach, which is I Left My Wallet in El Segundo.
Oh, no, please, no, no. No, let's just keep it with the world music, Jill. Yeah.
You don't want to do I Left My Wallet in El Segundo and how you left your wallet at the Taco Bell in El Segundo and you got to get it? You got to get it?
No. You know, because actually I wouldn't leave my wallet at Taco Bell because I can't eat beef at the moment. So, no. No,
what
I'm going to do
that. Did you convert to veganism or something?
Well, no, you know, still on my diet, even though it's killing me, softly.
Oh, geez, Zach, you got to be careful with stuff like that. I mean, the board's going to light up with Mr. Ganji again, you know?
I know, but do you understand? Actually, more meat has been put into my diet. I can now eat lean turkey and lean chicken, but no beef and pork. So that's pretty good because, you know, before it was just fish, and I really don't like seafood that much, so you know that was very hard. But now that I can eat lean turkey and lean chicken, I think I feel a lot better now. Yeah.
Well, Zach, I've got a good diet plan for you. Every time you get hungry, I want you to think of your job.
Okay.
Stand up at your cubicle and look straight ahead.
I might barf.
I mean, if you follow the picture, that will take care of your appetite.
You know, Drew, that is good. I'll definitely lose weight like that. 5 days a week, everything just standing up. Yeah, I'll definitely lose my appetite.
You don't need to mess with exercise. All you need to do is stand up and look.
Yeah, but I'll definitely lose my appetite. Thank you, Jill. Thanks.
Well, I'm always happy to help. If you'd like to join us on XXBN Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, 646-200-3136. We have gone back and forth on a couple of topics tonight. We had a topic in mind, but decided to go with another one, and I posted that and immediately received correspondence stating that was a story written by the Associated Press, and that we did not have the legal documentation we needed to talk about that topic, so we're going to switch.
Oh, wow.
This all happened at 8:59 p.m. Eastern, and a very surprising, very quick email from... So we are not going to talk about the postman who post... I don't know what they call them anymore. When I was little, they used to call them the postman. Well, what do they call postmen now?
Mailmen.
They're not mailmen anymore because, you know, chicks can be mailmen and chicks aren't mailmen.
Oh, that's right. So they're, what are they? Postal carrier?
Mail delivery person. Postal carrier.
Yeah, there you go.
We were going to talk about the postal carrier who has discussed with his union that he wants to wear kilt, which I don't even see why it's a topic. I mean, why that makes the news and why Why should the, I don't even care if the postal carrier. Zach, we have breaking weather news.
No.
We have a severe weather alert for Raleigh.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Let's find out what the severe weather alert is for Raleigh. Zach, don't dial the telephone when you're on the air.
No, I'm not.
All right, we're going to go to a breaking weather. We're going to go to a breaking weather update now. Zach, are you ready for the breaking weather update that just flashed on my computer?
Yeah, I really do, because it might affect my life. I need to hear this. Let's hear it.
The watch warning in the Raleigh-Durham area that was in effect has been canceled.
This
is what flashed. The watch or warning that was affecting the Raleigh-Durham area has been canceled. This is what flashed across my computer. I didn't even know we had one.
I didn't either. What's the warning?
I don't know. It just flashed across the screen as breaking weather news, weather warning from WRAL, and I went to WRAL, and WRAL sent me to AccuWeather, not WRAL, WXII, and WXII sent me to AccuWeather, who then advised me there is no watcher warning, and it's been canceled.
What, isn't that something, you can be on the watch and warning and don't even know it, and then somebody tell you it's canceled, and you never knew you was on the watch and warning. It's kind of scary.
Well, I guess it's good. I mean, I'd rather have it canceled than be hit by a tornado. I didn't know it was coming.
Exactly.
But I did get us that new breaking news intro. This is a musical night. So, Zach, tonight, it's been kind of a night of abrupt changes. Since we have to come up with a topic in 1 minute, I want to explore a blog.
Okay.
And you being a younger male, you know, we've talked on occasion with Renegade Evolution, who is not here. However, she's a porn actress and has some strong views about porn. I personally don't really care. I kind of got the thought process that you don't care, but I found this blog that I want to share with you, and I want to get a younger male's perspective on this. Okay, this is the quote unquote Maggie Hayes of Against Pornography. I blame the pornyarchy.
Okay.
You can find this. This has got a long title to find. I guess the best way to do it would be to Google it. Maggie Hayes, I blame the pornyarchy. The pornyarchy is spelled pornyarchy. Now, let me just tell you, Zach, that I don't get the sense that this is a joke.
Okay.
That knowing the little that I do know about Maggie Hayes, that she is very serious about this topic. So let me just read this to you and preface it by saying that this is not sarcasm. I blame the pornyarchy, which in itself is difficult to say. She defines pornyarchy as follows. Pornyarchy, or pornoearchy, is a patriarchal society invaded and controlled by pornography and the culture it has pornified, as well as a society upheld by men's cruel needs for female sexual subordination. For proper definitions of what pornography really is, there's a button to click. Should I give you more information, or would you like to start with that?
More information.
Okay. why does Maggie Hayes blame the pornyarchy? You know, I'm going to trip over this word. This is really a hard word to say. She blames the pornyarchy for all of the sexual violence done to women in the sex industry. She blames the pornyarchy for the lack of choices most women who enter prostitution has, and when she says prostitution, that includes pornography as a form of prostitution. And if you follow the links, ultimately a Hooters girl is trapped in prostitution. She blames the pornyarchy for the sexual violence perpetrated against so many women and girls in prostitution. And she seems to kind of get a snowball effect going. She blames the pornyarchy for all the misogyny, degradation, abuse, and racism that are inherent and blatant in the content of mainstream pornography. She blames the pornyarchy for all harms caused by pornography to women and children, and sometimes even to men, in this unjust male supremacist society. She blames the pornyarchy for so many women and girls having to make themselves look sexy and quote-unquote fuckable to men in the goal to achieve the false sense of empowerment. She blames the pornyarchy for the fact that so many women and girls have to force themselves to have sex when they don't necessarily want to in order to please their boyfriends and husbands. She blames the pornyarchy for the fact that so many women and girls are sexually coerced into sexual acts that they don't really want to practice, which comes from, according to Maggie Hayes, this is coming from the domination and subordination of the pornographic mind. She blames the pornyarchy for all the rapes, the battery, the sexual and physical violence against, quote-unquote, mostly women and girls that happen in our culture. Zach, there's like 17 more categories.
Okay, well, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there and let's discuss what you done, what you already said.
You can find this at http://maggiehayes.porn.blogspot.com/2008/07/iblamethepornyarchy.html. I think just type Maggie Hayes, I blame the pornyarchy. Pornyarchy is pornyarchy. Zach, I didn't know we were conquered as a culture.
I didn't either. Wow. I think by saying all is a big word, especially in this topic. I don't think that she should say that. I mean, I can, you know, by you reading what she's saying, I can kind of see, you know, where, how, why she may feel the way she does. But by blaming the, how you say, pornarchy? I can't even say it. Say it.
Pornarchy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Zach, I just found something. Let me ask you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but before I lose my train of thought on this paragraph, are you a radical feminist?
Well, no.
Okay. Then you are part of the oppressive culture, like myself. You are pro-pornyarchy, and I want you to understand what you're doing and what I'm doing. Maggie blames the pornyarchy for not letting the rad femmes educate through, let me just read this in context, quote-unquote, Maggie Hayes quote, I blame the pornyarchy for not letting us rad femmes educate enough people on the harms of pornography cause of the mainstream media being tied to the pornography industry because the pro-porners are endlessly trying to silence us and cause of leftist, liberal, stubborn, pornography-protecting mind. Did you know you were doing this?
No, I didn't know I was doing that. I feel bad. I feel bad. I mean,
well, I don't know that you are, Zach. I mean, I gotta say, I had to preface it by saying this blog was not a joke. You know, this was not satire. I mean, Zach Hitler was kind of a bad guy. He was a really bad guy, probably history's worst guy. But he didn't conquer 3.5 billion people.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
But the porniarchy has, according to Maggie Hayes, and she if you go through the blogs, and Renegade Evolution seems to be the ultimate enemy. So I'm kind of impressed that I know the conqueror of the world who has done what no evil conquering person has done before. And I've met this woman.
Oh, you have?
Yes, for all of her stated evil, this woman is about 5 feet tall. She's probably 100 pounds. I mean, she makes Robin Johnson look like
crazy.
Like a participant on American Gladiators.
Wow.
But especially if... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, my thing is, when actually did porn start? It's not going to be around forever.
Well, I don't know.
It has been around forever.
It has been around forever. She's on the front line of this battle. She is trying to fight the porniarchy, patriarchal society invaded and controlled by pornography, and the culture of is pornified, as well as a society upheld by men's cruel needs for female sexual subordination. Let me just ask you a straight question. Are you trying to cruelly... Do you have a cruel need for female sexual subordination right here on our very own radio show?
No, I don't.
You're not playing the part well of the porniarchy oppressor.
No, I don't. Actually, for me, I don't really believe in, dominating or having women as submissive. And no, I mean, to me, that's not really I don't believe in, making people do stuff and making them, making them feel like they have to be a certain way or act a certain way just to turn me on or impress me. I mean, no, that doesn't really turn me on. No, I don't know. I don't dominate people. No.
I mean, are you on your diet?
I'm on my diet.
Are you on your diet as a result of porniarchy? Has porniarchy forced you to live to a stereotype that you don't want to, and now you're trying to, I'll tell you what could be happening here.
Well, I want to say, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I am on my diet to stay in shape and keep fit and eat healthy. And maybe that's a part of. Why wouldn't I really say it's pornography? That's a good question.
Okay, let me ask it again. Are you on your diet because the porniarchy has forced? Well, see, it really doesn't apply because it says only women and girls.
Right.
Which automatically kind of makes you the oppressor, but just for the sake of argument, are you on your diet so that you can look sexy or fuckable in the goal to achieve a false sense of empowerment?
No, that's not why I'm on my diet. that's
your goal
that's...
isn't...
Huh?
Your goal is not to achieve a false sense of empowerment?
No, not at all.
I mean, you can kind of see, the good intentions behind this website. I mean, clearly this is a woman who's passionate about fighting violence against women, which is a great thing. I mean, I am very opposed, I'm sure, as you are, to rape and, sexual assault and physical violence. But if you're not a radical feminist, you're part of the problem. That's kind of what this website is saying. So I'm trying to find out where Zach is at. Are you trying to make yourself look sexy or quote-unquote fuckable in the goal to achieve a false sense of empowerment, or are you actually colluding with the porniarchy?
Yeah, I have to really think about that. Well, you know what? Well, I know the first one I'm definitely not doing. I'm not trying to make myself look sexy for anybody. So,
so increasingly you're sounding like the oppressor.
No. No, I mean, you know what, now, No,
don't be trying to oppress me on the radio show.
No,
I mean, first, it's not going to work because you don't know where I live.
Exactly. But no, I'm not the oppressor. I'm not trying to have any false means or anything. I'm actually, if anything, I'm somewhat more on her side, but not all the way, because I don't agree with everything she says. But no, I'm definitely not an oppressor. I'm definitely not trying to, I'm not on my diet to look sexy or whatever. No, I'm just doing it for other reasons. But no, I am not for the word, however you say it.
Okay, well,
does that answer you?
You can be on her side. You can post to her blog if you'd like, but there's like a lot of rules.
A lot of rules. Oh, please.
Now, this is the same blog where one of the lines was, one of the lines was about the evil people, which I already know I'm evil. I mean, there's like blogs about me out there, so you know, I already know what bothers me by this viewpoint.
Right. Go ahead.
The rules. Should we take a break and come back to the rules, or would you like to do rules before the break, and then you can think about the rules and then see if you want to.
Yeah, let's have to break.
All right, let's go out to a break. XPN has a brand new blog. You can check us out at xpnradio.blogspot.com. We have a great new blog. It's designed by Gracie Passett. Our thanks to Lorena Garcia for her wonderful images in the blog. I'm Joe Brennan, and we will be right back right after this break. Soon, there will be a break. I pushed the button for break things to happen, and break things haven't happened yet.
Oh, wow.
Where is our break? All right, here we go. Let's head out for our break. I'm Joe Brennan, and this is XBN.
Uh-oh.
Seems our break just isn't working out so good. What is happening with our break? We're trying to go to a break so Zach can have time to prepare for the rules. Zach may just have to take the rules on.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He may have to take on the rules just without the break. Let's try again.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm getting a lot of clicking noises. But
you're on.
I'm thinking a break is not going to happen.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I just don't hear any music. Well, let's try it one more time, and let's see if we can bring up Jessica.
Thank you for joining us here at XBN, Sex Worker Broadcast Network. Powered by Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Jessica, you did good with that one. Well, now tell us about Plunging Action, a Condoms to Chile project. Let's see if Jessica can hit this.
Pledging Action is a small, grassroots project under the umbrella of Schlaf East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution. The organizations we service focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to two organizations in Santiago, Chile, we are always open to serving more sex worker organizations in areas of need. Pledging Action was created for the benefit of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
I think our board is possessed, Zach. More has happened on the board in the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
Jessica got her promos out. We did have a caller. Caller from, I think, Maryland.
Oh.
Do call us back. We had a caller, but I think the board dropped them. So if you are listening, do call us back. You can call us in 646-231-36. That is a toll-free call if you're in New York City.
Call us back, people. We want to hear your thoughts.
We want to hear your thoughts on the porniarchy. Is Zach dieting?
Yeah, Sammy, am I dieting? I don't feel like it.
Well, see, I haven't really determined whether you're dieting because you want a false sense of empowerment or whether you are one of the male porniarchal oppressors.
Well, see, well, I'm definitely not the male You know, Drew, I am going to say this word before it ends. I mean, before the show ends. Say it again. I don't know why I can't say it. I can't wrap my tongue to say it.
Well, it's a hard word to say. I mean,
it is. I'm like, every time you say it, I'm like, how do you do that? Porniarchy. Porniarchy.
All right, we have a caller. And caller, stay with us. We have to go over the rules. So caller, please do stay with us for 20 seconds. I've got to give Zach the rules because he mentioned maybe wanting to take part in this. The rules for posting on the I Blame the Porniarchy site are the following. The blog is not for defending pornography, stripping, and or prostitution. This is an anti-porn blog. Pornography and prostitution are indefensible. The level of harm done to women and children is way too high. If you are pro-porn, i.e. defending the so-called freedom, etc., and sending any of your usual knee-jerk lame excuses, pro-prostitution, i.e. defending it as so-called sex work instead of recognizing it as sexual exploitation, sexist, anti-feminist, hostile, offensive, accusatory, boring, or in any other way effed up, your comments will be deleted. If you want to stupidly defend misogynistic industries, go do that elsewhere. This is a feminist blog, which is a venue for people who are pro-women and recognize the harms of the sex industry or who at least acknowledge that pornography might be harmful, and it is also a way of expressing her anger. This is, again, all direct quotes from Maggie Hayes, about living in an awfully patriarchal society, a world that doesn't take violence against women seriously. Furthermore, please avoid posting religious comments. She can fully understand that many of you talking to blog readers in such a depressing world need to have something to hold on to and believe in, and often turn into, unfortunately, patriarchal religions. However, please respect the fact that she is secular and that this is not a religious blog, and do not send anything religious. Those are all the rules.
Wow.
Okay.
And all of these rules, after stating that she is the victim of censorship by media such as XXPN, said that we are on the air specifically to shut her down. Caller, what do you think? What do you think of all of this?
Well, you know, I respect people's opinion and what they feel, their emotions towards any kind of topic, especially such a topic as far as in pornography. But the main thing is that everyone has a choice, and if a person chooses to do something, they're going to choose to do it. Now we have all the evils and we have all the goods out here in the world. Yet everybody has its play, but we as individuals, if we were brought up, as she said, she was brought up in a secular home, I'm pretty sure in her home she was brought the choices of right or wrong. Now, you can never really, you know, force anybody to do anything. It's really, it's down to your choice. Either you take the consequence or you don't take the consequence. I mean, that's like saying, you know, if, you know, how society is now, if the whole society was on the bridge and I felt like compelled to, you know, to be like, I don't want to stand out, I want to be on the bridge, and the bridge collapsed, I'm going to fall. But if I decide to stay off that bridge and just look from afar, I won't be the victim of it. But it really, it just goes down to starting with responsibility in the home. And if it's not taken out in the home, you know, there are plenty of places out here where people can understand right and wrong day to day. I mean, you have the Boys and Girls Club. You have, even though people do not like television, media has a double sword. You know, it can help you and it can hurt you. You know, there's plenty of channels. You know, Christianity, you go to the Bible. The Bible teaches, you know, right and wrong. And, you know, even though the world is doing certain things, doesn't mean that you have to follow it. So one way or another, this is how it's going to be. It's always like a battle between good and evil. And we really don't know, you know, when that will end. So right now, all we have to do now is just go by our own heart and, you know, just follow it. And for the people who don't, you don't know that, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone has a situation in their life where they are brought to a decision, do I continue to do this or do I just, you know, go astray and try to find something? And they might get frustrated, but there's a lesson in that too. You know, it's just all about choices and, you know, whether you want to continue down the path, whether you're seeing improvement or no improvement. I mean, you know for yourself, okay, I'm having a hard time with this, but I know why I'm having a hard time with this. I've been introduced for this for so long, and it's like second nature to me. But, you know, that's how people in rehab is. You know, certain things are second nature to them, and, you know, they have to break free from it if they want to, you know, be delivered from it. So pornography is no different than any kind of evil or any kind of issue out here in the world. So I respect her for it, but at the same time, people do have choices. And some people, you know, do pornography for so many different reasons, attention, you know, income, you know, it's just so many things you just can't break it down to be like, okay, everybody aspires to do porn. You know, certain things people do, you know, certain people do certain things in life to progress where they really want to go, you know, such as strippers. Strippers may strip in order to pay for tuition. But it's not, and you know, the people who do have a set goal don't necessarily stay in that environment. They move up, you know, move up to where they want to go to eventually. So I have to say I honestly respect her opinion, but, you know, I don't think that every woman is affected by it and can't make a choice for themselves and can't teach others. You know, there's homes for or places for battered women, you know, if such a case. Because, you know, when you're dealing with pornography, you're dealing with violence, you're dealing with sex, you're dealing with drugs, you're dealing with all type of drugs. So it's all about choices. And, you know, sometimes people have to go down a bad path in order to understand why they're in a rut. And I can honestly say, you know, we all go through that. And, you know, if there wasn't any evil right now, we would never understand what is good. We will always just, you know, just do things for no reason. And that's my opinion about, as far as on what the your blogger is saying about her page and how she feels about people, you know, women in pornography now.
Now, if you'd like to join in, 646-231-36, we've got a great caller on with some great opinions. We've also got my colleague, Zach. Zach, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, actually, the caller, you brought up a lot of good points. You make it sound very cut and dry. However, being kind of like what you said, you being in the society that we are in, people do have choices. You know, people, whatever choices they make, they have to live with it or whatever. But sometimes actually being in this situation too, I think that a lot of women do have it a little bit harder. For example, by being a young woman, I do believe that, if they look at these porno stars or whatever, they may feel, you know, they look at the attention they're getting, and, you know, they may feel that, you know, maybe that's part of what, you know, I need to do for to be attractive or to be hot or to be, have men take a, you know, take interest to me. I think, too, a lot of times guys can kind of, they kind of know how to, I mean, they, when we know how to say things to kind of put that in a woman's mind, that's what we like, or, you know, ooh, that's hot. So women being the minority, or not the minority, but being the weaker so-called, quote-unquote, I'm not saying you are, but, you know, being a weaker sex, you know, they try to do things, kind of like what you said, caller, about, you know, they'll strip, or, you know, that's their way of making money, and that's their way of getting interest or whatever from a guy, whereas maybe an older woman, you know, she knows that that's not what you have to do. But from a younger woman, that's kind of the way, you know, because that's what a lot of guys like, and you know, porn is big, you know, and a lot of guys like to see naked women and you know.
Now, Zach, I've got to talk as an old woman. I'm going to address a point you brought up. I got to tell you, Zach, I don't know if it's choice. There's no market for a hagged-out old woman like me. I don't think I could strip. I don't think I could strip if I made the choice. I mean, I could do it, but I'm old and hagged out. I mean, look at my picture on the profile someplace. You know, I mean, the red hair is all chemical. You know, the ship has sailed.
I believe you will make. At least there will be somebody there looking at you, though. Somebody would love to see that. Would love to see you.
Well, maybe, you know, like somebody like 80 or something. His bifocals fell out. You know, and he's trying to clean his dentures. But
you gotta please somebody. But I mean, what do you think? You know.
Well, see, I know how Maggie Hayes feels about me. She's been one of the people who have blogged a lot about me, and to Maggie Hayes, you know, I am just one of the evil incarnate. You know, I am one of the most evil people on the internet. I gotta admit to having some slant. There's a lot of porn I don't care for. You know, I mean, the whole bestiality, the whole child porn. I mean, a child pornographer, throw their ass off a fucking bridge and be done with them. Somebody who's buying or downloading child porn, to me, you can just plant them in a hole and be done with them. Because I mean, that stuff is just screwed up, and it's going to screw up whoever they did it to is going to be hurt by this for the rest of their life. I mean, there's very little doubt, you know, that children who are sexually abused, you know, that haunts them their whole life. But I can't say that all of it's bad. I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched a porn video in 20 years, you know. So I don't really even know what's out there. I don't care. But I can't say that a woman like Renegade Evolution, who you know, I believe she has a law degree from Duke. I mean, here is a very intelligent woman. She's got a degree. She's in her 30s. She's financially empowered, far more so than I am. she chooses to be a porn actress, and she chooses to be a stripper, and then rather than use her law degree, and I don't know that that is a oppressive pornographic culture, as the blogger has stated, or if that's, I mean, to me, that's just kind of Ren's choice. And I don't know that Ren making that choice, that she's trying to enslave or be part of the enslavement of 3.5 billion women. Which, if I read the rules correctly, I think the caller who is still there, and maybe the caller can address this. I think if I read the rules right, you're kind of in trouble already. That even though you made really good points, and you almost kind of came out in a lot of ways more towards the blog side. However, you mentioned God, and I think that was against the rules.
Uh-oh. Oh, I heard something about her being secular, so I thought that was something that would be on her side. So it wasn't anything to...
Well, I think that makes you, like, evil now, because according to her blog, she can fully understand that because of the depressing world that we live in, that you need something to hold on to. However, that is a patriarchal religion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not allowed to speak about that on her blog.
Okay, well, like I said before, it starts home with the family. You know, everyone is taught right and wrong. You know, everyone has that certain intuition, or they have that conception in their mind, okay, why am I doing this? Is this right? Is this wrong?
Right. And, caller, I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop you right there. Ashley, you said that everybody knows right from wrong, or everybody's taught right from wrong, really?
Everyone, you know, that is in a household is told from right from wrong. Now, even if it's a broken home, you're still told right from wrong, because for people who have family, now even people who are in foster homes, or even foster homes, they're, you know, they are, you know, it goes around, you know, people hear about it one way or another, whether it's a topic or it's a conversation they might have heard from a child, listening to people who are in the room, from a family member who hears it from an aunt or an uncle, you know that was wrong. And you just look at situations, you know, we have the people who have eyes that can see and people who can hear. And even in that, it's a delicate situation when I say as far as in that, but we all have that instant feeling in ourselves. You know, we have that innate feeling of what we should do and what we shouldn't do. It's just all about will we do it or will we not do it. That's what I mean, in my opinion.
17 minutes left. Still time to join Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, 646-200-3136, or you can go to www.xxvn.net, and you can hit the click the talk button, and as long as you have Skype or... I don't know if you need Skype. I don't think you need Skype for that. I think you just need a microphone. You hit the click the talk button, and it might work. But if you would like to actually be on the show and know it'll work, call us at 646-200-3136. And if you don't have the money to make the call, Zach, give them your home phone number, and they can bill it to your number.
But that's disconnected because of doing that. So yeah, I don't have that number anymore. Sorry. It was a good idea though, Gio. Thanks.
Well, I tried.
Okay. Good try. Bad try. But you know what? But getting back on the topic, caller, you know, you are right. Many are taught right from wrong. And, of course, you know, people are going to do what they want to do. As far as Maggie saying that she feels that pornography has affected all women, I don't agree with that. I mean, that's kind of a big number, a big scale to say. However, I would give her, it probably has affected, well, actually it has affected many. And a lot of the women who are in pornography or whatever, I'm not gonna say they all want to do it. I mean, like kind of like well, what kind of like what I was saying before. I don't really want to say it was forced into doing it. Maybe some may have been, but I'm not gonna say all was forced into doing it. But I do think that you know they was kind of. They kind of tricked into it. Tricked into it, meaning that it was introduced to them as something you can make money, you can be hot, you can be this. All these men will like you, and see what we have to remember is kind of like what the caller was saying before about Christianity or a thing. But a lot of people don't have religious, they don't have religion, so they don't really their mind might not be strong. So so they're just joining to the world. Money makes the world go around. So you're making money. You're on TV. All these men are just falling all over you. So yeah, it seems good, but then at the same time, you can't really feel good about being some porn star, just sleeping with how many thousands of men and just being used in a. I just don't see. And then from a man's point of view, I've seen porn too. A lot of people have seen porn. But how on earth can you just look at a woman doing it? Especially if like you have your mom or your sister or whoever, you have women in your family. How can you just watch it? I guess because the person isn't related to you. You're trying to get off or whatever. You don't really care, so I guess a lot of people don't really look into it that deep. But if you do, it's kind of a sad situation, actually. Just to look at somebody basically being used for money and for fame. Would you really call that fame? I guess they're infamous is basically what they are. What do y'all think?
Well, honestly, I feel it's like one of those things that has come with time. There's been the brothels. There's been the porn didn't come from out of nowhere. So it dates back to the Western time. When cowboys, these arrests and stuff. I'm pretty sure there was a big mama of the whole place who looked after most of the people, most of the women who were entertaining the cowboys, but at the same time, other than the big mama being the pimpstress, or however you say it, she also at one point, from what I can understand, maybe from watching media, she told them, okay, this is something we do, why we do this, and sometimes. Watching even people from that angle, such as Big Mama, even though she's in this, you can form your own opinion. It's like, okay, I do this now, but I want to be like Big Mama, She's strong-minded, Even though she's not seen in the brightest light, she's strong-minded. And if that person has been, abused in any kind of way, verbally, physically, or anything like that, just seeing the big mama strong-minded, they might go further than saying strong-minded. Say, okay, I see where big mama was, but I don't want to necessarily be like big mama. I want to have a strong mindset, but I also want more, I really think it's in our environment. Someone is introduced at one point in their life where you make decisions.
Yeah. I think too, maybe part of Maggie's point to all of this is to kind of say, that women, to make money or to be interested by men, to have men find you interested or beautiful, or whatever. I guess she's also trying to say that you don't have to be a porno star. You don't have to be promiscuous. You don't have to use your body to get people to notice you or get men to notice you. And by the porn industry being just so big, like you said, Carla, people do have a choice, but I really believe that, you know, it could be intriguing, or it could trigger people's minds. So I think also Maggie, you know, is just I really think part of her point is to show that, you know, a woman doesn't have to do porn or do something promiscuous, you know, in order to be noticed or have a man notice her or make money. I mean, because men don't, you know, I mean, we don't have to get out there and shake whatever or seduce women, you know, just to get a buck. So why would a woman have to? You know, I mean, I don't have to go to, huh?
Well, you are on a diet though, Zach.
Yeah, but I'm not on a diet. I'm on a diet where I have to eat healthy, not to get a little fat so I can shake what I got. But now, I mean, I'm just doing it for myself. Now, I think I can respect, huh?
I don't think that's possible, according to the website.
It's possible. Yeah, I'm doing this diet for myself.
All right, let's go back to the very basis of this again. Because, I think you might be controlled by the pornarchy. Pornarchy is a patriarchal society invaded and controlled by pornography, and the culture is pornified as well as societies upheld by men's cruel needs for female sexual subordination. Some of the evildoers, I mean, if you follow the blog and the linked blogs, you're already evil by default by being on a radio show with me. And this is all there. You can type Maggie Hayes and Jill Brennan, and this all just pops up. There's like pages in Google on this. But do you think it's possible that mainstream media, which is largely controlled by white capitalist men in suits, well, I would kind of agree with that myself, have they made you diet, Zach?
Maybe in a sense. But they're not the whole picture though. Maybe in a sense that's probably why I'm dieting. But it's not the main factor in why I'm dieting. I mean, you know, you have all these ads or whatever, and people, you know, it's all about being slim and trim and this and that. But that's not the main factor to why I'm dying, though. I'll admit, I do like this, you know, I do like to look nice and be in shape and be fit and everything. So, of course, you know, to look like that, you have to have some type of diet plan. You can't just eat like a pig and then expect to look like, I don't know, some supermodel or something. So maybe, you know, maybe a little bit, but not hope. The main factor for me is just eat healthy because, you know, I want to feel good and feel nice for my sake, you know, because eating.
But I don't think that's in the rules.
I'm looking at
the rules again, and pornarchy means that. Well, see, we'll have to ask the caller about this because there's some ambiguity here because this only addresses women and girls. But are you making yourself look sexy and fuckable to men for the goal of false sense of empowerment? Which I'm assuming that this would be in reverse because you're a man. But are you trying to look sexy and fuckable in the goal of sensing a false, in the goal of achieving a false sense of empowerment?
Now, what do you say, false sense of empowerment? What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
There's no help screen in this. It's not like I have help text to read here.
Well,
I mean, I can read
no.
the rules again if you'd like. There's an FAQ. Would you like me to go to the FAQ?
Well, go ahead.
I mean,
because the more you say it, that's not why I'm on my diet. I am telling you, the reason why I'm on my diet is so I can feel and eat healthy, period. It's not to impress somebody else. No.
Now, going back to a question that was asked, I found an answer in the FAQs about porn being around forever. I can't remember whether it was Zach or whether it was our caller that said that, but that is incorrect.
That's incorrect.
According to the FAQs, it is true that there have always been different types of sexual representation throughout history, but to say that they have all been pornography is simplistic and diversionary.
I mean, when I said, in the Western time, I'll come out and admit I do watch pornography, and I stumbled upon
Now you're in trouble.
Uh oh, you're very in trouble now. Oh my God, how many minutes did
Why?
You go?
Is it against the blog?
Everything. Well, you're already against the blog by being on this radio show. Just by sheer virtue of being on a radio show with me, your evilness has been established.
You're done.
Okay.
It's kind of too late for you on that issue. But with that being said, this isn't really Maggie's show.
No, it's not.
Opinions are fine here. We're not against freedom of speech here.
Yeah, because I mean, as much as I'm trying to be supportive of this blogger, this is like actually calling in to CNN saying that, okay, that you can't talk about such, but this is freedom of speech. When you talk about pornography, you're going to have so many different views that people are going to, are going to speak upon, and we're not all innocent, we're not all bad, but at the same time, we all have opinions that's going to kind of conflict one way or another when we're talking about it, but it just seems like I'm not being biased, I'm trying to be open about it, but it's like, as I'm trying to be open about it, just because of the blogger's topic on it, it seems that you really can't get a real sense of any opinion if it's like, okay, and you can't talk about this, and you can't talk about that. That's a little conflicted for me.
All right, we're down to about a minute. Zach, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts. Yeah, my final thoughts are, I am dieting for myself, and I'm happy.
And caller, what are your final thoughts?
Enjoy life while it's here.
All right, I want to thank our caller from North Carolina. I also want to thank my colleague, Zach. Our next scheduled show, tentatively scheduled, it is Brenham and Airplane, our guest, Queen of Sky. You can check out her website, queenofsky.net. Ellen Simonetti will be joining Brenham and Airplane next Tuesday. That is the next scheduled show. I'm Jill Brenham, and this is XXBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
Radio
XXBN, XXBN.net, XXBN Radio at blogspot.com, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Music provided tonight by AJ Racy, and this is XBN. XXPN, XXPN.net, XXPN Radio, the blogspot.com, AJ Racy, Paul Hassinger, featuring Susan Dahin. Also featured in the show, music from Jim Spirito, Jim Donovan, and the Cowboy Junkies.